Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Watch the green bass tumble.
Yeah, everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Dr. Sergei Shealy Sorens with us. He's an emergency room doctor. He's on the road. And he's calling in. Welcome.
Hello, hello, and thank you for having me. Just a little heads up. I do need to run a little errand for for my wife, so I'm dropping off the vehicle. I have to drop off for a brief conversation while I change the keys to the car. I'll just excuse myself for a little bit, but I'm yours for the hour.
Well, that's wonderful, wonderful. Well, just let me know when that is. And Dr. Sergei Shealy Sorens, as an emergency room doctor, are you seeing violence on the increase?
Yes, and absolutely yes. 1 second, Vincent. I will. One second, please. Is Mike McCord coming? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Thank you so much. Yesterday, 24 hours, and there were several incidents of potential violence that, we got under control. And this is just typical. This is very, very basic thing in the emergency room. If there's no violent episode, then, it wasn't a shift. So, yes.
Wow. So, I remember going to a hospital back in the 1960s. And if you went into the emergency room, there was nursing staff. You'd see doctors attending to patients. That was in the 60s. And you fast forward about 60 years, maybe even 50 years, and now there are armed security people, like police, in the waiting room of emergency rooms.
Absolutely.
And why is that happening? What's going on? Are people? Is it the patients who are out of control? Is it the family that's out of control of the patients, or is it people coming in that are out of control for
everything,
a multitude of reasons?
Everything. Actually, we'll go more into it in just a second, but let me take care of the situation here with the vehicle, and I will be all yours without interruption.
Okay. Oh, very good.
How's that? Okay, give me just a second.
Okay, very, very good.
Yep.
Sure. Okay, Dr. Sergei is attending to a couple things while this vehicle is being admitted for service. And I wanted to talk about 5-Minute University. That'll be hour number two today. And one of the things that I've noticed is that years ago, there were plenty of Zerk fittings, grease fittings, on all kinds of equipment.
So temporary.
And that was because...
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay, you back?
I am back for a few.
Are you back?
I'll be back for the hour. Yes, sir.
Okay, very good. Okay, so back to the emergency room. What are the causes of these behaviors that are unacceptable when doctors are trying to save lives, and then you have the family there, and then you have the patients there? What's going on?
There are several factors. I had several people, and unfortunately this happens more often than not. So one gentleman was basically an older, very powerful gentleman in his prime, but with dementia currently. And so, slightly forgetful, but still forceful, still wanting to get his way, but not knowing exactly what, expecting things from a system like being admitted, when there was no process for admission. And trying to explain that I'm a physician. I don't make the system rules. I don't break the system rules. I can't put you in the hospital without lots of process. And so then what happened was he got very agitated, and we tried everything in our power to get him, just to calm down, dim the lights, bring him whatever he wants. He just kept getting worse and worse and worse, and it got to the place that he was almost falling out of bed, hurting himself. And despite, everything, so we had to basically address that situation as best we could. But then there is also episodes where there is just the gross violence, period. Gross violence. You just recognize it off the top and you just gotta do what you gotta do. I mean, that's why the police is essential. We have a police officer near us, who are available basically 24/7, period.
Wow. Wow. Do you think that some of this is related to drug abuse or drug use or even prescription drugs, where people are just not in control as they used to be 50 and 60 years ago?
Absolutely. What's happening is, you have your illicit drug users, basically, that are, especially... primarily methamphetamines, bath salts, things of that nature. It's scary. It's very scary when that happens, because we had one gentleman basically some time ago chew his way through the handcuffs. Literally, he chewed his wrist off just to get out. We had another gentleman basically. Well, it's a visual. I don't want to bring back here, but. It's just that people will do crazy things, and there's nothing you can do to stop them. I mean, so the police, you could, but from going further, but still, it's concerning, dangerous. And then there is the people who are on prescription drugs who basically just get addicted, and then if they don't get their way, of course, I mean, their world is rocked, so now they're going to want to fix that situation at any cost. So behavior that comes out of there can be very, very dramatic, including violent and otherwise. But the other thing is, in general, just the violence in general has grown, and I think it has to do with the gut brain, and we can get into it more.
Sure, that'd be great. When you say chewing through handcuffs, now you're talking about like cloth handcuffs with Velcro and tie straps, or are you talking about metal police style?
Metal police, yeah. Literally chewing right through that, yes.
Wow.
It's a scary world, my friend, I'll tell you. And I've been a martial artist my whole life. I don't think I'd want to voluntarily go against in a situation where there's one of those drugs on board,
You mean because of the invincibility of the opponents?
Yes. Feels no pain, feels no threat. I mean, maybe a better word for that. But they're invincible, that's right, until they're missing an arm or a leg. I mean, that's...
Wow. So when people are in this state, are they typically restrained, and are they medicated into a point where they are not a threat? Is that a protocol that's used?
The emergency room protocol is very different for different situations. So you start out in general with very gentle. So you try verbal reassurance. You try dimming the lights. Bring them water. There's something simple that can be done to make a person kind of relax a little bit. Because then you can reset, and then you can just do things a little better. But if you can't, and this happens all the time, you have to have your protocols and you have to have your ways. So the next step up is, of course, there's medications. We use certain things to calm down and Actually, the proper word for it is to snow a person. It's a terrible word, but what it means is, you know, it's like you put a little snow on, you know, everything goes to sleep. They wake up, they forget about what happened, and then hopefully everybody goes home, staff and the patient. And then you do it again the next day, you know, just the nature of the job. But if that, again, doesn't work as well, then you've got soft restraints, hard restraints, police, SWAT. Oh, my God, you know, just, well, we can go from there, you know.
Well, and, you know, it's tough enough dealing with the life and death. And then you put the family into the mix, and then you put this into the mix. So what I'm hearing is that it's possible and maybe even likely for a person to be his own worst enemy while you're trying to treat them, save their lives. Is that right?
Absolutely, absolutely. And this is what most people do. So this is what I'm going to say. If you show up to the emergency room, make sure you have realistic expectations and make sure you have, you know, make sure you bring your fair amount of patients with you, because the waiting times are terrible. You're going to see crazy things. You're going to, you know, you're going to hear crazy things. The atmosphere is chaotic. I mean, we're used to it, but, you know, it's, and the other thing is you take care of yourself, behavioral-wise, and I'm not saying just to lay down and just do everything the doctor says. Some doctors need to be put into their place. And a lot of my colleagues, you know, frequently need corrections when I have situations like, hey, I understand that that's what you're saying, but that's not correct, you know, in one way or another. So basically, the other thing is make sure that you optimize everything. Optimize meaning if you have to raise your voice, raise your voice. If you need to be heard, be heard. But do so, please, in a way that does not make the physician and the nursing job any more harder. Because, frankly, you know, it's very difficult. When you're trying to save a life and the person that you're trying to save literally is going at you basically aggressively and just and it just makes it much more difficult to help somebody. I remember some time ago I was doing a suture near the eye for a gentleman who was intoxicated, a few too many drinks, and very aggressive, very violent. And so I started the procedure. He was agreeable, and then he started trying to swing at me, literally, while I'm with a suture in his skin, near his eye. And so I quickly took out the suture, and I explained to him what happens if he moves suddenly with a needle right next to his eye. So that calmed him down for about 2 minutes, which gave me enough time to close it up sufficiently so that it wasn't gaping open. But then we just had him stay in the room and just sober up until he was in a place to receive better care, because he was too aggressive to begin with. Anyhow, that's one of the examples. So,
I know a lady who was a nurse all her life, all her professional life, and she told me the story about how one of the patients she was taking blood from, and he was very calm. She started taking blood, and she stuck him with a needle in the appropriate way. And then he jerked his arm, and she ended up getting stuck with the same needle.
Yeah.
And he had hepatitis, and she got hepatitis right from that. Have you heard of that before?
Many times. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Yeah. Dr. Sergei Sheely Sorens with us. And we're talking about the emergency room, the chaos, and we'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com, gcnfood.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at gcnteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So we talked about the needle stick and the knee-jerk reaction, if you will, from the patient who got the nurse hepatitis just right then and there. And I know that this nurse wasn't looking forward to getting hepatitis, you know, when she was going to work that morning, but she ended up with it. And are there other risks that doctors and nurses are subject to from patients besides that one?
Absolutely. You know, the other thing that we are always pushing for is, well, there's different things. There are things that people tell us. There are things that people don't tell us. And frequently, whether it's secondary intention or, frankly, just saying, you know, things that are not true just to get a secondary gain, and that's a risk for both the doctor and the patient, because I understand that. If a person wants to get something and they don't think that the doctor would understand, they make up a story. But what people need to know is when you're in this field for a certain number of time, I've been here in medicine now for 23 years, you see patterns. So if somebody starts telling me things that don't make any sense, I already know. I already know from the very first few sentences. And so then it's basically, if I can't trust the patient's story, if I can't trust what the person is telling me, then it makes it also very difficult to do the proper care and help them. It's also a liability and a risk for bad outcomes. But all you can do is just work with the information you got. And I'm not saying there's bad, you know, there's no good, no bad doctors. In other words, there's all kinds of people. And sometimes people show up, and I hear a lot of stories about physicians not doing their job properly or missing things or just being too careless. So if something happens, it is your responsibility and job to make sure that everything that you need to have addressed is addressed. So make sure you speak up. But also to be mindful of the timing and the setting and environment, because what happens as well is emergency room doesn't work based on a line concept. In other words, who got there first? It works on acuity concept as well. So, for example, if I'm working with somebody who is having perhaps stable chest pain, which is terrible, and then something needs to be addressed and worked up as soon as possible. But then in the next second, a person comes in who is not breathing or who is basically trauma or otherwise. I drop everything and I go there. And if it takes me an hour or more to take care of that situation, then that's what I got to do.
Well, in 1993, I was at the State Fair in the Commonwealth of Virginia. And right next to our class's booth was the state police. And they were showing off something really interesting. Now, remember, this is 1993. They had a screen in the patrol cars that if they pulled someone over, they could key in the license plate or the person's driver's license number or social security number. And it would bring up four screens that they would let me see. And I'm sure there were many more screens. But the first screen let you know about the threat that this person that was pulled over could deliver. Meaning, is this person wanted for murder and so forth? Does this person have a concealed weapons permit? So the highlights were there. Is there something like that in the medical profession where you bring up a person's chart and it's annotated with, you know, potential violence or this person
yes.
is dangerous?
Yes, there's a famous red dot. It can be a red dot, sometimes it's a green dot, but in our clinical practice, we have a couple of those dots that we're aware of in several aspects. And again, I know it doesn't mean I'm going to drop the person, but I'm just watching them carefully. Just to make sure that nothing improper happens from their end or from our end. And of course, just, you know, when you have a multiple repeat visitor for the same thing and there's a behavioral or otherwise concern, it's very clearly defined.
So is the red dot followed by more information, or is it just left to you to figure out?
Oh, no. It's very specific. For example, we have some people, some patients where you have to have a male nurse. You know, in other words, it's not safe to be a female nurse around them in close proximity without having somebody near you. There are some other situations like that, too. Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit more about this when we come back from the bottom of the hour news and commercial announcements.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
USA News Update. President Biden, the First Lady, and the Secretary of Education honor the Council of Chief State School Officers 2023 Teacher of the Year today. That'll be taking place in the Rose Garden. And later on today, President will meet with the Tennessee representatives booted from office and reinstated after inappropriate conduct on the state floor during a recent vote.
Representatives Justin Jones, Justin Pearson, and Gloria Johnson will meet with President Biden today. Jones and Pearson were initially expelled by the Republican majority for protesting on the House floor just days after three children and three adults were killed in a school shooting in Nashville. A vote to remove Johnson didn't pass. I'm Skip Kelly.
Today is officially New Kids on the Block Day. Lance Pry, USA News.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
It's going to be sliding. What are today's hot?
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
We're talking with Dr. Sergei Shealy-Soren, medical doctor. Emergency room doctor, Dr. Norm Shealy's son. And we're talking about the emergency room and things that you probably haven't learned until just now, like the red dot and male nurses. So in the case of a red dot indicating a male nurse's presence suggested or required, is that because of violence?
either violence or harassment, or some people just can't keep their hands off the nursing butts. I mean, that's just, there are some people who just literally insist on grabbing butts, and no matter if they're going to get, charged or assault, they're still going to do it. I don't get it, but hey, people are crazy, you know?
What we're talking about is the disintegration of society. And
oh, God. And completely. Completely, yeah.
Wow. You know, as a result of today's class, I'm going to have to be much nicer to you, you know, when you come over to the farm.
Thank you. You know, I'm used to, you know, Vincent, at this point, as long as I come home alive and in one piece and nobody died, well, or at least preventable, I mean, I am a handyman, you know, emergency room-wise. You know, the expectation
Dr. Sergey, what I'm saying is I just can't believe what you face.
Yes, sir.
You know, we know that it's tough, but we didn't know it was this tough, where you're not only are you in the throes of saving someone's life, and then, you know, the worst outcome, you know, the patient doesn't survive, and then I guess you could get blamed for that, even though you just got there, right?
Exactly.
Even though, you know, the person's been knifed or shot or abused his body or her body for, you know, last 20 years.
Yes.
I guess sometimes the blame comes on you. Is that right?
Well, basically, the way we are trained in medical society is it's always the provider's fault. Always, always, always. Doesn't matter if it isn't. If something bad happens, you're guilty until proven innocent. And that's unfortunately the culture. And yet, the people are still working, and still people still care, and people still do what we do. So, go figure.
So the red dots for males because of harassments, because of violence, what other things do the red dots indicate? I mean, is this like the first thing that you see when you open the chart, red dot,
yes.
And then is that where your eyes go? Is that where your eyes go next?
You wanna see if there's a pattern, or if there's a concern. It's in the past, and it doesn't mean it's going to be the same at this encounter or the upcoming encounter. It just means watch out, because, you know, people keep repeating same things over and over again, expecting a different result. You know, there's an expression by, you know, a phrase by Einstein, doing the same thing, expecting a different result. But unfortunately, it just happens over and over and over again. And, you know, that's just the reality. And it's gotten a lot worse in the last, in the last 3 or 4 years, a lot worse.
What do you attribute that to? This in society, and inflation has gotten much worse than the last 2 years. Pretty much shortages. Pretty much everything has gotten worse in the last 2 years. What do you attribute that to?
Well, general stress. In society, human-wise, individual, family, relationships. When everything is strained, when everything is difficult. People will resort to their worst, and then sometimes their best. In other words, that's the other thing that we see in the ER setting, as opposed to the clinic setting. We see the people at their worst. We see the people that, you know, when they're hurting, when they're afraid, when they're dying, when their loved ones are not doing well, when the world is crumbling. This is when we see people, and it's a concern. It's a terrible, terrible situation. Yes. Go ahead, please. I'm sorry.
Back to the red dot. So
yeah,
your eyes go to that. You look at patterns of abuse. Are there other things that the red dot could tell you that might be an indication of? Be advised that this patient needs extra special care, not because of violence, not
Indeed.
Because of grabbing the nurses, you know, on the
yes.
backside. It just needs extra special attention.
Yes, and yes, and yes. Let's see, drug seeking. You know, people who show up, let's say, in 3-4 o'clock in the morning, and literally just toothache or something else, or you know, and I generally will will be good and kind to those to the folks that are truly genuinely in need. And I mean, you know, so when somebody shows up with a red dot and they've been in the same emergency room over and over again, maybe several times per shift for the same thing, just trying to get the medication or so on and so forth. You know, I keep an open mind. Because again, I've been in pain, and I know something may happen in the middle of the shift or within a couple of hours. So I really do. I don't assume. And if a person, let's say, with a red flag, or, you know, drug seeking or otherwise comes in, my personal policy is: doesn't matter what the red dots say. I am aware. I have that in the back of my mind, and I'm watching. I'm scanning for any discrepancies. I'm scanning for story that doesn't make sense. I'm scanning for, you know, say this 10 out of 10, so to speak, when the person is literally sleeping or talking, you know, having a smiley conversation with their significant other. Or they're, you know, basically just, you know, not acting like they're in pain, but they're stating they're in 10 out of 10. That's a red flag. And, you know, together with other things, now I also understand people are tough, and there are some folks who have appendixes and otherwise who basically came in and they looked absolutely stoic. But then there's other things. You look at the vital signs, you look at the clinical picture, you look at the story, you look at the physical exam, and then you have labs, studies, if indicated, and then you put it together, and then if you need to get a consultant involved, then you call those folks and, do the best you can. But when a person does, you know, is in a self-harm behavior, I'm not going to help him harm himself, you know, or herself. I'm just going to basically say no, you know.
Do you ever come home from some of these shifts that you have in the emergency room and say to Dr. Norm Shuley, Dad, you won't believe it. You won't believe what happened. Are things, you know, different to the point where he says, wow, that's really something that hasn't happened to me, or has he seen it all before?
I think Norm's seen quite a bit, but he's not an emergency room doc. He was a neurosurgeon, so I believe that the exposure that we get is very different than what he's getting. Like yesterday when I came home from the weekend, I told him a couple of things, and he was just, wow, this is crazy. This was never that way when I was growing up. You know, he would tell me basically if a person acted out like that in the past when Dr. Shuley was practicing, oh God, that wouldn't be tolerated. You know,
right. You know, one of the things one of the things I'm going to be talking about hour number two. When I teach from 5-Minute University, is a little bit about water softeners, removing magnesium and calcium from water. And the way it's done in most cases is with an ion exchange water softener. Now, the reason I'm mentioning that during this hour is the medical question about when you use the ion exchange method for softening water, it adds about 7.5 milligrams of salt per quart of water. Is that of a concern, that small amount of salt being added to water from your perspective?
Not to my knowledge, unless a person has a specific metabolic condition where there is aldosterone or one of the other hormones with the blood pressure and otherwise is an issue. If that's not the case, it's not a big deal.
Yeah. You know, when you've been to our house and Dr. Norm Shuley has been to our house, and we use water here for cooking and washing and cleaning and drinking, it's the same soft water. And so it's not like you're drinking ocean water. You can't even taste that that the water has been softened. It's absolutely neutral. I was just wondering about that 7.5 milligrams per quart, which is very, very minute, right?
Yeah, I'd say that's very reasonable, yeah.
Okay. All right, so...
But I do want to say, on the subject of water, and Dr. Shuley would confirm fully, fluoride and chlorine. So make sure you use a filter. Or if you have your own well, like Vincent, like yours, make sure you're careful about what comes through from the ground to your body. Very important.
Yeah. And that was one of the other questions that kind of relates to this violence. And do you think that there is a difference between people who live in the country? And we could say that, you know, the Finelli family lives in the country. We live on a farm. We don't see a lot of people. We don't go to the city very often. And when we do, we just in, out, you know, do whatever it is we're going to do. If we're going to buy something, buy it and get out. That's, you know, we don't have any desire to stay for long periods of time. So we live in the country and we're kind of isolated, if you will, from the city life. So the question is, living the way you know that we do, you've been here, you've seen, you know, the kind of lifestyle we have.
Oh, yeah.
Is there a difference?
Yeah.
Is there a difference between that, our lifestyle, living as a farmer in the country, and the city lifestyle as compared to violence?
100%.
Really?
100%. Usually the farm folks... And I work in Iron County Medical Center. It's a nice little hospital, very small farming community, but we draw from a much bigger area. So, you know, we get our share of trauma and accidents and things of that nature, just not as much as the bigger places. Much nicer. It literally, for the most part, you know, other than just the rare incidences of just what is unpleasant and violent and difficult, and that happens on every shift. But for the most part, what I love about working with the people of such nature, and you know, as you mentioned, you know, farmers, salt of the earth, literally salt of the earth. And I do want to say as well, I am just so honored to be serving this community specifically because, yeah, well, it kind of goes around. What comes around goes around. I've had several instances where my car was stuck or in the beach in the winter and when I crashed as well in 21, and it was literally the heart and the helpfulness of the people who just came out and just were, they're literally just angels, just took me in and just helped the best they could just literally did everything out of the kindness of their heart, not expecting anything, just because it's the right thing. And I don't see that as much in the city as a culture, but not to say that, you know, of course, it's an every human decision on their own.
Yeah. So would you say that there's a relationship between stress in the city versus, and I'm talking about the typical average persons, more stress, less stress in the city versus the country, or vice
much
versa?
Much more, to my knowledge.
More stress, more in the city?
More in the city, yeah.
Okay.
And stress is acutus, yes.
When we come back, can we talk about fast food?
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Chris, I'm delighted to be broadcasting with my dear friend and his father, Dr. Norm Shuley. Dr. Sergei Shuley Sorens with us. And if you'd like to call the same number that I call to make an appointment for your clinic visit, whether it be via telephone or a teleconference type, you know, a Zoom type or a Skype type meeting or in person, here's the telephone number to arrange that, 417-351-5221, 417-351-5221. That's the same number I call. And if you want to buy your vitamins, minerals, and supplements in the same place I buy mine, you can go to normshealy.com, normshealy.com, and that'll take you to the website. There's an optimal health section. You can read about how to improve your health. You can click on the supplements and buy your supplements. It's a great way to go. And for those of you who are not in the area and or at a distance from the clinic, you can buy them right on the internet. So the question is salt and maybe the relationship, maybe not just salt, maybe it's all the other chemicals in fast food. Are you seeing any kind of a relationship between aggression, obesity, and fast food?
100% correlation, and it makes sense because the brain and the gut are intimately connected. So if you want a person to do better in terms of the brain, whether it be mental state or performance or anything that you're trying to do, but in general mood, your just general how you're feeling, how you're reacting, and how you're relating to other people, the gut is essential. And literally, the gut is where we make serotonin, dopamine, and just basically actually most of the neurochemicals, and literally it's the chemical, greatest chemical factory in the world. That's why autogenic training, what you mentioned about the products and the services that we offer, because we can't, you know, unfortunately there's only 24 hours a day, so we do our best to get the education out there so at least the knowledge can be applied. Without even directly contacting us, until, of course, that's possible. So the importance of the supplements, nutrition, macros, micros, self-preservation, lifestyle, nutrition, activity, and, of course, sleep, rest, well, making sure you're not toxic, making sure to keep the mind and, mind as a control center clean. And, of course, remembering who we are as a spirit, as a soul, so that we keep the vessel, the temple clean, so that we can serve, you know, we can do what we came here to do as humans, to be of value, to be of service. That's my take. Maybe perhaps another person's purpose is different, but, if I'm gonna do the best I can in this world, I wanna be the very best I can be. And one of the first things to start is the gut. Short of it, the garbage in, garbage out. And then from there, you have SIBO, you have, brain-gut connection issues, you have the leaky gut, and then the toxins go from overwhelm the liver, the immune system, and every organ, including the brain. And you know, is there any question that people's behavior, including violence and not doing things that make sense, so to speak, as well as all sorts of health issues, not just mental and emotional, that's why everything is up.
And the reason I mentioned this is there are people who go to fast food restaurants, and if they don't get the ketchup right on their burger, they throw a tantrum, they start throwing chairs around, and they wreak havoc in the dining room of, you know, a fast food joint. And then there are other people who don't get their French fries right through the drive through, and then they try to climb through the drive through window and beat up the worker at the fast food joint.
Oh, God.
And you know, thinking about this and relating that to some guy at the hardware store, and he's, you know, the nuts and bolts and screws aren't quite in the right order, but he doesn't start throwing things.
Yeah.
It seems to be, you know, or if the oil's misplaced if there's on the shelf at the big box store for engine oil, and he doesn't start, you know, going over to the broom department and starting bashing things because the oil isn't arranged properly. It seems to be centered at fast foods.
Mm-hmm. And there's actually a direct correlation there between what you're putting into your body and how you're acting. And that's brilliant. Vincent, that is brilliant. That is a number one. Well, you said it. If this is not a reason enough to start taking care of yourself, including nutrition, activity, lifestyle, supplements, and mental and emotional and otherwise, if that's not an indicator, I don't know what is, really.
And the last thing I had on my list, actually I have several more, but we'll probably only get to this last one, diseases by profession. So, for example, coal miners, you know, they get black lung disease. We know that.
Yeah.
Are there other
diseases
that you see cropping up that maybe are relatively new diseases by profession in seeing any of this?
Absolutely. And we may want to talk about that in the next topic.
Okay. All right, let's do that next week. Can you give us a highlight? Just one that comes to mind?
Well, let's see. I'm seeing a lot of issues with the farmers as well, because this is where work, and this has to do with a lot of poisonings of organophosphate, glyphosate, and all kinds of other things. A lot of poisons, and including heavy metals. So just some things to keep an eye on. But that's just a taste, you know.
Yeah, well, I've got some experience with farmers around here. We can talk about that. We have in the past. Let's do that next week. Yeah. Thank you so much for being with us.
Warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.